USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Orlando is a site as President Trump is officially launching his re-election campaign. The event is being held at the Amway Center, which holds over 20,000 people, and these people wouldn't miss it for the world.
Well, this is probably the earliest of any rally that's ever been done because it's a special rally. It's his re-election announcement, and it's historic.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the Senate needs to confirm a Secretary of Defense.
I do think we're better to have a confirmed Secretary of Defense. I might say with regard to Mark Esper, we all know him. I think that's a good choice for acting. I do think we'd be better off by far to have a Secretary of Defense that was actually confirmed by the Senate.
Acting Defense Secretary Patrick Shanahan announced on Tuesday he will not seek the nomination after reports surfaced over alleged domestic violence. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Texting enrolls you in recurring automated text messages. Message data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text FORCE to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text FORCE to 321321. That's F-O-R-C-E to 321321.
White House Economic Council advisor Larry Kudlow says President Trump is planning to hold an extended meeting with the Chinese president at the G20 summit in Japan.
We're looking for an enforceable agreement, as we always have. That's absolutely vital. I think the market is saying better that they are talking than not talking.
Yet another American tourist has died while vacationing in the Dominican Republic. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes has the latest.
A 55-year-old New Jersey man found dead in his room last Thursday at the Terralinda Resort in the northern part of the Caribbean nation. Reports are he makes the ninth American tourist to mysteriously and suddenly die while visiting the country in just the past few months. That string of deaths is not isolated to one location. Toxicology results for several of the tourists who died are still pending. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
This is USA Radio News.
With a recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290. 800-965-1290.
On Monday, the Washington Post Live sat down with Ted Cruz, Republican senator from Texas, and they discussed many issues regarding the First Amendment, from the doctored video that came out not too long ago regarding House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, to the censorship of Alex Jones, to YouTube's handling of a comedian and conservative pundit Steven Crowder. As Cruz was discussing each of these points, he also makes a very interesting point regarding big tech.
I will tell you, as I've traveled the state of Texas, as I've traveled the country, this is a concern I hear from Texans, from Americans all across this country, that the power being amassed in a handful of big tech media companies is a level of power really unprecedented in our political discourse. If you look at the power that Google and Facebook and Twitter have, it is power that William Randolph Hearst, at the height of yellow journalism, could never have imagined. We have right now, in terms of the political discussion, roughly 70% of Americans are getting their news from social media. For young people, roughly 95% are going to YouTube regularly. This is the source of information, and there are consistent patterns being demonstrated of political bias.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.